NBC presents a Stan Kenton concert. Behind the scenes transcribed, a leader and his orchestra. Still one of the most controversial figures in the music world for his contemporary music, Kenton's original concept and manner of presentation have never failed to inspire enthusiasm in almost every audience. Mr. Kenton, it's yours.
I feel before I get into this evening's period of My World is Music, it might be proper if I said hello, and it might also be more proper yet if I said thank you very much for that wonderful introduction. You know, a thought that has been prevailing with me lately is whether I'm altogether correct or not in calling this program My World is Music, because music is a pretty vast thing. There are many types and different likes and dislikes in music, and of course my music has only to do with jazz music. And even in jazz, we're kind of divided against ourselves, too. There are many different segments and sections of it. There are those that prefer Dixieland music and ragtime, and then there are those that said nothing can happen better for jazz after swing music. Then there are those that came along in recent years, the beboppers and the progressives. Until right today, the modern end of the development of jazz is simply called pretty much, modern music or modern jazz. Jazz music is especially a mystifying thing because somehow no one has ever been able to describe it or give a justification for the music. It's something that intrigues us, those of us that are very close to it. Yet all we know is there's a lot of wonderful excitement and wonderful feeling when five trumpets line up with five trombones, five saxophones, and a rhythm section, and the whole thing starts to swing.
Thank you.
There's an item that we classify as big band jazz. It was one of the compositions that came about as the result of the association with Shorty Rogers, one of the modernists in our field, and the orchestra a few years ago. In the book, it's marked down as Jolly Rogers. I wish somehow one of these days, some one of us in the field of jazz could come up with a proper explanation of the music, a description of the music good enough to qualify as an entry into one of the encyclopedias. Because it would be awfully nice if a person became interested in the music and could turn to, say, page 476 in some book and find a description or some sort of an analysis of the music. It would help them understand this thing that we all love so much, this jazz music. It's rather embarrassing when someone comes up and says, Mr. Kenton, can you explain just exactly what jazz is? And, you know, I find I'm completely strapped for the moment because, oh, I can give all kinds of technical descriptions and all kinds of analysis of the music, but you try to explain into words that someone can understand just exactly what causes the music and why the music is called jazz, it's a pretty difficult thing. Have you ever heard a group of musicians discussing it? I mean, what causes swing? One will say you must play on top of the beat, and one will say, no, that's not it, the middle of the beat, and someone else says that if you do this against this, it will cause swing, but nevertheless, none of the explanations make quite enough sense to where you could say, now do you understand? We do know that jazz is something that intrigues us a great deal, and we've known for some time that we can take parts of jazz and organize it. That's orchestration. Parts of it, of course, are improvised. That's the soloist's contribution. Here is a composition that is one part organization, that's orchestration, and one part soloist, that's an improvised melody, and this is Art Pepper.